Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
B104.3, good morning. It is time to talk. Time for coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Yay, Mr. Kane is back again.
That's right.
I don't want to say...
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today? You brought me coffee.
I'm awesome.
You brought me a fresh coffee.
I know. And it's hot taste. And tasty. And caffeinated.
So warm and fuzzy.
I think hot, tasty, and caffeinated are a really good combination.
Should they... Do you need me to turn your microphone off for a second there, sir?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. Well, let me know.
I will.
Because you don't have a cough button.
I don't.
I don't know why we don't have those here. You see
I
those on TV shows.
I know.
I had one in my studio somewhere else.
I'm going to get
cough
one.
Cough button. I can arrange for that. I'll have to pay for it, but I can arrange for
That's
it.
That's awesome. All right. Good deal.
Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane.
Yeah.
Coffee with Kane is actually a feature of this show that's been going on for quite some time. It was Coffee with Kane and Cater. If you're just joining us, maybe you're a new listener to the show. This is something we only do on Thursdays at 8 a.m.
That's right.
And Mr. Kane has been joining me because a certain political party.
I know, right? Can't even go and say.
Anyway, so he cannot join us right at the moment, but we'll be back on the show later on.
Yeah.
And so I have Mr. Kane here, which, by the way, this posts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
It does?
Under Coffee with Kane, yes. Were you not aware of this?
I don't know.
Do you not follow?
That elevates my level of fame.
Oh,
like nobody's
Lord
business.
Help. Please don't.
I am that much more famous than I was like 30 seconds ago.
You were never famous. Infamous. Yes.
Infamous.
You left off the I-N on the front of that word.
You know, I got to be truthful. I don't know that I know the difference between the two.
When you're infamous, it's not necessarily something you've done for doing good.
Oh, well.
So there you go.
Man, I got a list of those.
So Mr. Kane and I try to come up with a topic for us.
Okay.
And it's interesting that we led into this with Bonnie Raitt and something to talk about.
Something
because
talk about.
I was trying to find something for us to talk about.
Yeah.
And I came up with something, but I don't know that it's the topic I really feel like talking about. This is just something I threw in there.
Okay.
So
what is it?
It's about what women want out of dating.
Yeah, because I know a ton about that.
Well,
didn't they have a movie about that?
Yes.
What Women Want,
what women want with Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Yes, he could hear them thinking, and it made him more empathetic to the needs of women. I think every guy should watch it. If it didn't have the ending that it does, if it didn't have him end up being with Helen Hunt's character, I would be fine with it, but it didn't require a happy ending.
I don't know.
And when I say happy ending, I don't mean like that. I mean,
no,
it didn't require a
Do you know
fairy
I have
a
big celebrity crush on Helen Hunt? Did you know that about me?
What?
I do.
No?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know. I just
She's
do.
She's so quirky and kind of weird.
I don't know.
I'm kind of quirky and weird. Is that part of it?
Yes.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
That you find me quirky and weird?
No,
and
I'm just
endearing?
Kidding,
babe. Well, I am quirky and weird, but still.
It's endearing.
thanks. You're supposed to say, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Okay.
No, you're not.
No, we're down.
So what was the question?
It was just that Tinder found that 91% of men and 94% of women have found that dating has become more difficult, and so people are looking for serious relationships. And this was the question: was how do you stand out in the dating world to find the one?
Oh wow!
So these
what's Cosmo have to say about
well,
that?
This is I don't even know where I got this from, but it here's some suggestions. Oh, the Tinder surveys. Here's the top three things women are looking for on a date.
Okay.
That they're make sure your date gets home safely. 59% of women appreciate this care and concern.
I could see that.
Well, you drove on our first date, so yeah, you were responsible for getting me home
well,
safely.
Well, yeah.
I did not. You met me. You went to my apartment before we were even dating,
it's
though.
It's very chivalrous.
It was chivalrous because you helped me move a coffee table, which is a whole other story. But yeah. You were very nice. Although you said there was something on our first date that cemented it for you.
I don't remember.
The thing from the movie, not a Bronx Tale.
Oh, yeah. I love that clip, too.
Is it from A Bronx Tale?
Yeah, the one where he says, you know, if you get in the car, lock the doors, and if she doesn't reach over and unlock your door when you walk around, that means that they're selfish.
Okay, but nowadays, ladies have the little electronic.
I know.
A boop, boop that opens your car.
Yeah.
But I did lean over and unlock your manual lock on your car door
yes,
for you.
Yes, because that's how long ago it was.
Mm-hmm.
I had a manual lock.
No, that's just how crummy your car was.
Hey!
It was. What was that thing?
I don't remember what it was then.
Was it a Ford Focus?
Taurus. The white one.
Was it a Taurus?
It was, yeah. It was a beast.
It was a beater.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't remember if I just did that instinctually or if it was learned behavior. I mean, my gosh, I was 29 years old. I'd been doing it for forever, so.
So who doesn't want, though, to make sure that someone waits and watch them make it up to the door, you know?
I don't know.
I mean.
Isn't that where you get a kiss goodnight? At the door?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, well, if you didn't get one in the car, you at least want to go for the kiss on the porch.
Yeah, sure. At the least, if you're taking separate transportation, just, you know, saying, hey, would you message me when you get home so I know you arrive safely?
Sure.
That kind of thing. That's, I mean, if you're, because like on a lot of people on social media dating or dating apps, they drive separately.
Huh.
Our daughter shared that with me, that she always drove separately if she met someone on a dating
really?
Site. Yeah. She.
I guess it's, I mean, it's different. I can't imagine dating now. I just can't.
It would be awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Don't ever leave me. Because I don't want to go. I don't want to date again. Right?
Okay. Well, then you just continue to use those dating skills that you had.
Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So, okay.
I'm going to open a new dating app called Fool's Gold, and that's going to be for all of the people like me that are fools and have no idea what they're doing anymore.
Fool's Gold. You're funny.
It's my new dating app.
Golden. Here, the Silver Fox. You should
call it. I'm an influencer.
Fool's Silver. Stop.
Listen, I looked in the mirror just a few minutes ago. I got a lot of gray hair.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Holy cow.
I'm just saying, it was your life that caused it, not mine.
I'm going to name for every person one of those gray hairs.
Audra.
Just a little bit.
No, it's more like baby girl.
Aw, Pumpkin, don't let her throw you under the bus like that. I'll defend you.
The boy's taken over. He's done a few of his own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has.
So here's another thing that Tinder said that were the top three things women were looking for on a date. Put your phone away.
Oh, nice.
55% of women prefer no phone distractions on dates. Do you have any idea how many times I've looked up across the table at a restaurant with you and you are on your phone?
Do you know how many times
no, don't.
More that you've done it
no,
than me?
No, not more. Not more.
I believe. If we were to calculate the time, you would be the winner.
No, that is a lie. You are a liar.
So a little advice from Pastor Dave. Just put your phones down and have real conversations. They're so much more effective. This has been a public service announcement.
I have worked on not trying not to have my phone out at the table. I put it in my purse so that it does not distract me.
There used to be a thing on your phone where you would silence it if you turned it over.
An Apple phone, but okay.
Well, then he told me at one point, somebody said in my past that you should take your phone and put it in a drawer when someone comes in to meet with you.
Oh.
You know? That way you're not distracted by it.
That's interesting. Last night, I was distracted by my phone when you and Austin and the son-in-law and the little were playing. And then I set my phone down, face down. And what was it, like 20 minutes later?
Oh, my gosh.
20 minutes later.
Random noise.
We were like, what is that sound? What is that sound? I thought that it was a game on your phone.
Yeah.
But alas, no, it was a TikTok on mine.
TikTok, right away. Running wild.
I was just playing. That guy got a lot of views on his
yeah,
TikTok.
Yeah, he did. Exactly.
20 minutes of me watching his video.
Over and over.
How, you know what it was? Hmm? It was a video of him. So I guess he's car camping where you live in your car.
Oh, right, right.
For a while.
Yeah.
To save money. And like... He goes on a regular basis. He stays at an Airbnb because a lot of Airbnbs have full kitchens, laundry rooms.
Right, right.
And, you know, big, nice beds. And so that's what he does. He goes and stays in an Airbnb and does his car camping prep. Cleans out his car, does all of his laundry, food preps for days ahead and all that, and puts him in a little cooler in his car.
Right.
And then he lives in his car. It was fascinating, but
I guess
it wasn't fascinating, you know, 716 times.
Well, I mean, it must have been a good video.
I guess. I don't know. It was an accident. Anyway, so...
What's the third thing? What did we answer the second thing?
Yeah.
Oh, put your phone away.
Phone away.
Yeah.
Give sincere compliments. 50% of women are looking for real talk. I think that what we're not looking for is, you're hot. You're cute.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, that is not... Yeah, that is not what we're looking for.
No?
Mm.
Not even, how you doing?
No. Thanks, Joey. No, we're looking for more of a... You seem very perceptive, or you're very empathetic, aren't you? Or, you know.
How about, are you tired? Because you've been running through my mind all night.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
Not that kind of.
No, not that kind of compliment. Not the, you must have angel wings hidden somewhere under sweater because.
Yeah, there you go.
You flew down from heaven.
So. Yeah, is there a compliment that, I don't know. I think compliments are supposed to be sincere.
This is not appropriate, but nice rack is not a compliment.
Oh my gosh, so, Audra King.
I'm just saying, I edited it. Anyway, don't compliment my physical appearance on a date.
No, that makes sense.
But that can come
later. Don't you want to know a little bit about, you look wonderful this evening.
You look lovely. That dress is, you know, compliments your eyes. If I'm, you know, wearing green, I have green eyes.
Yeah.
You know, that dress compliments your hair so well if you're a redhead and you're wearing green. I mean, that kind of thing. But complimenting your outfit and complimenting your physical characteristics are two very different things.
Sure.
So there are appropriate compliments.
Right.
Well, like, I actually like those shoes. My sister would love those shoes. Or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They're very sparkly.
That.
I can see a guy going, ooh, I like those shoes. They're very sparkly.
Squirrel. I would be really curious about what the guys had to say about this.
Okay, so if you were going to compliment someone...
No, I mean,
on a date,
but
what
I'm
would
wondering,
you say?
No, I'm curious.
Oh, you're saying the three things that they look for?
Yeah, what would be the things guys look for?
Number one, I think guys don't want a girl who talks about herself the whole time or ever brings up her ex.
Nice. Okay.
Am I right?
Yeah, no, yeah, that's good.
Just sitting there talking about themselves the whole time, which I can tell you I've done all of a million times. I think men would also like a woman to put her phone away.
Yeah,
on a date.
I would say so.
Definitely. And then I think maybe, you know, an intellectual conversation, perhaps.
Now, yeah.
Here's the thing is, a lot of girls will play dumb on a date because they think men only want to talk about themselves. And so they'll play dumb. Oh, that's so awesome. You know, they just are playing along.
Is that a lot or is that just some?
Are you saying women?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a lot.
Oh.
We play dumb.
All right, guys, pay attention.
We play dumb and cater to their egos. And the new generation of men, who this is who it applies to, 18 yeah. to 34-year-olds, they're looking for someone who's their intellectual equal.
Gotcha.
They don't want someone who is dumb because they want to feel like partners in a relationship. And
sure.
when, you know, so I can tell you the son-in-law and, you know, baby girl, they are into being intellectual equals.
Yeah. Well, so that makes sense.
They're not interested in, you know, one-sided conversations.
Yeah.
They discuss things a lot.
Yeah.
On similar intellectual levels.
Lots of sharing.
Yes. So, you know, and I can tell you that the boy is very picky about
dates.
He does not like dumb girls. And I don't mean that as a insult. I mean, people who are not intellectually capable of keeping up with him. Because he's super, super smart.
He is. Yeah, he's super smart.
And so he's not interested in dating someone who cannot hang with him or carry on an existential conversation.
All right, ladies, if you're listening.
We got a bachelor who's super brilliant.
His number is.
No. Actually, his number is actually on some signs around Bonterre.
Oh, so. That's true. Yeah. Well, all right, ladies, if you're listening.
He's going to kill us.
Oh, my gosh. We are in so much trouble.
And here's the thing is I don't care.
That's great.
Because honestly, I would really just like for more grandchildren. And if I have to find him dates in order to accomplish this, I'm doing it. So maybe I'll create a Tinder profile for him.